I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, helping me understand the war fighting, the fog of war in Israel and in the region. However, in the United States, there's the fog of campus. And right now, the campuses across the U.S. are alternately reporting students challenging the administration, students being detained, students taking over. There's a building somewhere in California being taken over, and there's one at Columbia University being taken over. And the question has always been, why? What is driving this? Certainly, if you want to be upset about human rights violations there, I've got a basketful around the world. This particular one, however, seems consistent with agitprop. So, Jonathan, the tents look alike sometimes, and the chanting certainly is in unison. However, the anti-Semitism is fresh to me, and I find it unacceptable. I don't look hard. You do look hard. What's behind those anti-Semitic chants, the provocations, and the apparent uniformity of conduct?
John, it's a really good question. I wish I had all of the answers. I don't. But I'm now beginning to see at least indications of more organization from outside people. One of the things that I noted over the weekend, there's a man named Sammy Al-Aryan. Perhaps you remember his name.
Lordy, we put him in jail for a while, didn't we?
We did. In 2003, he was convicted of sending money to Islamic Jihad in Gaza and the West Bank. And he was deported in 2015 after time served. He moved to Turkey. And all of a sudden, he tweets over the weekend that his wife is at the encampment at Columbia University showing solidarity. Just to put it, as clearly as possible, this woman is probably in her 60s or 70s, not a student at Columbia, and somehow she is there. We have seen individuals representing a nonprofit here in the D.C. area called American Muslims for Palestine. The executive director, who, by the way, previously worked for charities associated with Hamas, one charity in particular. He has actually been caught on video. Actually, he's not even caught. He is proudly leading some of the chants that are taking place on campus. So again, more outside. And then the last thing I'll just note is I was just recently at the University of Texas, Austin, within spitting distance of the protests. The authorities there have now indicated that more than half of those that were arrested were not students. So when we look at what's happening here, I am sure that there are well-meaning students who are thinking about, you know, the well-being of Gazans. I'm sure that there are some students representing that notion. But I think we can also say with certainty here that there are those that are looking to influence these protests, and they seem to be quite well organized. So it's something to watch.
The university administrations are a mystery to me, Jonathan. The moment they clarified that that was anti-Semitic chanting out there, that was the moment to move. Do we have an explanation as to why they didn't move at that moment? That level of hate speech is historically terrifying.
I think it's an indication of the rot that we see across the universities. I have long argued that the more that corporations and the more that foreign governments have been able to contribute to the endowments of these schools, the less connected they are to their alumni, the less connected they are to the people that actually have a stake in the future of these schools where they want to send their children. These schools appear to have lost touch with the people that made them the schools that they are. And so this is highly problematic as we watch the funding problem, the organization from the outside. It looks as if a number of these schools have just lost control.
And your recommendation as a researcher, do we need a national effort to answer this, like a study group after the riots in the 1960s? Do we need something at that scale, Jonathan? 30 seconds.
I think we do. I think the federal government, state governments need to be aware of who may be behind this, and they need to be looking into this carefully because there are serious ramifications for the future of our education system here in the United States.
Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,